Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is the writing team of De Silva, Brown and Henderson. They had a terrific success in the second half of the 1920s, writing a lot of songs for Broadway musicals. The link to Bix is that Bix with Wildman recorded a few of their compositions, among them American Tune, Together, I mean Seventh Heaven, Little Pal, and perhaps others. Buddy De Silva, born George De Silva, was a lyricist, born on January 27, 1895 in New York City. He died on July 11, 1950 in New York City. Ray Henderson was born Raymond Henderson, and he was from Buffalo, New York, born there on December 16, 1896. He died on December 31, 1970 in Greenwich, Connecticut. Lou Brown was born Louis Brownstein. He was a lyricist also. Born in Odessa, Russia on December 10, 1893. Died on February 5, 1958 in New York City. Buddy De Silva was raised in Los Angeles, and while attending the University of Southern California, he performed with a small ukulele combo and wrote some of their songs. One of their songs, And Everything, caught the ear of Al Jolson, who used it in Sinbad. Afterward, De Silva collaborated on several other songs that became Jolson's standards: Avalon, April Showers, California, Here I Come. In 1919, he wrote the lyrics to George Gershwin's first score for La La Lucille, and in 1922 and 24, the words to Gershwin's melodies for George White's Scandals, including the hit song I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise and Somebody Loves Me. De Silva also created the lyrics for Jerome Kern's Look for the Silver Lining and Victor Herbert's A Kiss in the Dark. 1925, he joined with Lou Brown and Ray Henderson, and for the next 5 years, the team De Silva, Brown and Henderson was the most successful in the musical theater. Their shows deemed the quintessential musical comedies and revues of the era. Ray Henderson was the composer of the team. He studied at the Chicago Conservatory of Music, then played piano in local dance bands before moving to New York, where he served as song plugger and arranger. In 1922, his publisher introduced him to lyricist Lou Brown, and together they wrote Georgette, a hit song in the Greenwich Village Follies of 1922. Lou Brown came to America at the age of 5, and his first important collaboration was with Albert von Tilser, for whom he wrote the lyrics of I'm the lonesomest girl in town, and if I may, and I may be gone for a long, long time. The songs by the trio of De Silva, Brown and Henderson were characterized by jazz-inspired rhythms and simple, upbeat lyrics. The show's all hits included George White's Scandals of 1925, 26 and 28, Good News, Hold Everything, Followed True and Flying High. After the team split, Henderson and Brown wrote George White's Scandals of 1931, Hot Cha and Strike Me Pink. Henderson had little luck on his own, but Brown found some success with Calling All Stars and Yokel Boy. De Silva had the most fruitful career, producing and or co-writing such shows as Take a Chance, Du Barry Was a Lady, Louisiana Purchase, and Panama Hattie. Well, let's get started with the music. The first tune I want to play is Just Imagine. It was recorded by Gene Goldcat on July 9 and July 12. There were several takes, 1928. We have Earl Baker, Sterling Bowes, and Joe Hoover on trumpet, Pee Wee Hunt, Vernon Brown on trombone, Larry Tice, Volley Default, Dale Skinner, and Milton Sr. on reeds. Art Grunwald was on piano, George Rose banjo guitar, Steve Brown on bass, Dior on drums. And the vocal here is by Greta Woodson. There is an excellent trompet obbligato behind the vocal by Greta Woodson, and for a while people thought that that was Bix Beiderbecke, but it turns out that it was Sterling Bowes who had the room with Bix in St. Louis in 1925. Next, I want to play Lucky in Love by George Olson and His Music with Floyd Rice on trumpet and Bob Borger on trumpet. There is another trumpet not identified. Jack Fulton is on trombone, Fan Frey, Edward Joyce, Milton Nell on reeds. The piano is by Jack Guilford. Bob Rice is on banjo guitar, Jack Hanson on tuba. Eddie Kilfeather is the arranger. Lucky in Love was recorded on August 18, 1927. The vocalists are Fan Frey, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice. So let's listen then to a couple of compositions by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. First, Just Imagine, 1928, then Lucky in Love, 1927.
Proposing, he's my friend. be in love. Good breaks are few, few skies are blue, but that love scatters every time I'm with you. I don't mind that at poker I'm green, if I stand ace high with a beautiful queen, I'll say I'm lucky in love. If you take me, that will make me oh so lucky in love.
Forgot to mention that all three, Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson, were inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Of course, they deserve to have been inducted there. Okay, let's continue with the music. Now I want to play The Varsity Drag, recorded by Sam Lennon on August 16, 1927. With Red Nichols on cornet, Tommy Gott on trumpet, possibly Sam Lewis on trombone, Larry Abbott, Andy Sanella, Merle Johnson on clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott piano, Harry Reeser banjo, Joe Tardo tuba, Vic Burton drums, and the vocal is by John Ryan and Jerry Macy. August 16, 1927. I will follow that with The Good News, recorded by Abe Lyman in Chicago on March 18, 1928, Fred Ferguson, Horace Smith on trumpet, Orlando Slim Martin on trombone, Al Baker, Jim Welton on clarinet or alto sax, Zeb Keys on clarinet or tenor sax, Harry Podalski violin, Al Newman piano, Teddy Powell banjo guitar, Jake Garcia on tuba, Abe Lyman on drums, and there is a vocal trio here of Frank Silvano, Phil Neely, and I don't know who the third one is. So let's listen then to Varsity Drag and Good News, 1927 and 1928 respectively.
that's the way to do the varsity drag. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, newer than blue. Get as much applause as waving a flag. Rah, this boom, bah. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. Hey, if you all answer the call when your professor cries, everybody down on the heels, up on the toes, say after school, learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag.
The last four songs that I played are from the musical Good News. It was a phenomenal success. It opened on September 6, 1927 and closed on January 5, 1929 at Chinese 46th Street Theater for a total number of performances of 557. It's a musical in two acts, that takes place in Tate College, a co-educational institution in a small town. Music, the band leader and the college band were George Olsen and George Olsen's band, respectively. The musical was revived in the 1970s, and also there was a movie made in the 1940s. Let's continue with the music now and pick up a couple of tunes from the musical Hold Everything, that opened on October 10, 1928, ran for almost a year, closing on October 5th, 1929, a total of 409 performances. Another musical comedy in two acts, and taking place in a training camp on Long Island and in Madison Square Garden in New York. The two songs from this show that I want to play are Don't Hold Everything and To Know You Is to Love You. Both of these were recorded on November 20, 1928 by the Hi-Hatters. Nat Shilkret was the director. Mike Mosiello, Henry Shilkret on trumpet, Chuck Campbell on trombone, perhaps also Tommy Dorsey, Andy Sanella, Joe Dubin on reeds, Lou Ratterman and Murray Kellner on violin, Milt Rittenberg on piano, Dick Maffey banjo, Al Armour on string bass. Al Armour was with Paul Whiteman Orchestra for a while. Dick Cherwin on brass bass, Joe Green on drums. The vocal on Don't Hold Everything is by Phil Dewey, Frank Luther, and Jack Parter. The vocal on To Know You Is to Love You is by Franklin Bauer. So let's listen then to a couple of tunes from the Broadway musical Hold Everything by music by let's listen then to a couple of tunes from the show Hold Everything, November 20, 1928, Hi-Hatters.
Thank you.
Next, I will play a couple of tunes from the George White Scandals of 1926. It opened on June 14, 1926 and closed slightly over a year later on June 18, 1927 for a total number of performances of 432. It was at the Apollo Theater. The two songs that I want to play from this show are The Black Bottom and The Birth of the Blues. Now, The Black Bottom was a dance that became popular in the 1920s, but the dance originated in New Orleans in the first decade of the 20th century. The show Dinah brought the Black Bottom dance to New York in 1924, and the George White Scandals featured it at the Apollo Theater, as I mentioned before. It was introduced by dancer Anne Pennington. There is also a tune called Black Bottom Stomp by Jelly Roll Morton, but this name Black Bottom refers to Detroit's Black Bottom area. Okay, the recording of Black Bottom that I want to play is by Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders. It was recorded on June 28, 1926. The band consists of Leslie Brewer and Clayton Tewksbury on trumpet, William Benedict on trombone, Ray Stilson, Charles Dale, Howard Bartlett on reeds, Hal White on violin, Charles Buckwater on piano, he's also the arranger, Irving Wood on piano, Frank Masterman on banjo, Edward Groff on tuba, and John Strauss on drums. There is a vocal by Franklin Bauer. Next, I will play The Birth of the Blues, and the recording that I want to have here is by Paul Wineman's orchestra. Five takes were waxed on August 11, 1926, all rejected. Eventually, they re-recorded it on August 12, 1926. There were like a total of nine takes, and the one that was mastered was take eight. The band consisted of Henry Bossy, Walter Holzkowes on trumpet, Boyce Coolin on trombone, Wilbur Hall on trombone and guitar, Harold MacLean and Eddie Sharp on reeds, and Chester Haslett on reeds also, Charles Strickfaden, tenor sax, baritone, clarinet, Kurt Dieterle, Mary Perry, Matty Medelnack on violin, Harry Perella piano, Mike Pingitori banjo, John Spurcel brass bass, and George Marsh on drums. The arrangement is by Ferdy Groffé. There is a vocal by the Sweet Trio, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Skin Young. Now, this is a recording that interpolates a lot of pieces of Rhapsody in Blue. And I didn't mention it before, but in the Broadway, in the Apollo Theater show, it turns out that one of the tunes was Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. So Paul Wineman, being Mr. Rhapsody in Blue himself, interpolated a lot of Rhapsody in Blue in this very interesting tune, Birth of the Blues. The other thing that's interesting here is as we discussed in the forum, in the Bixography forum, we have Strickfaden doing a lot of slap-tongue baritone saxophone in here. Okay, so let's listen then to a couple of tunes from George White's Scandals of 1926. First, Black Bottom, Johnny Hamp, and then Birth of the Blues, Paul Wineman, 1926. Thank you.
in the trees singing weird melodies, and they made that the sound of the blues. And from a jail came the wail of a downhearted friend, and they played that as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a hole till it was warm into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blue, blue, blue.
I want to play one more song from the show George White's Scandals of 1926, and the title of this song is Lucky Day. The recording I'm going to play is by George Olson, and his music recorded on June 30th, 1926 in New York, with Flood Rice on trumpet, Bob Borger also on trumpet, Jack Fulton on trombone, he later was with the Paul Whiteman for many years, Fran Frey, Edward Joyce and Milton Nell on reeds, Larry Murphy piano, Bob Rice banjo guitar, Jack Hanson on tuba, Eddie Kilfeather is the arranger. The vocal here is by Fran Frey, Bob Rice and Bob Borger. I will follow that with a song from the film Say It With Songs. It's an Al Jolson vehicle from 1929, and the song is I'm in Seventh Heaven, recorded in Los Angeles on April 7, 1929. The Brunswick 78, which is number 4400, has all of the following on the label. So I'm in Seventh Heaven, from the motion picture Say It With Songs. The composers are credited to Jolson, Da Silva, Brown, Henderson. Then it says Al Jolson in capital letters. And on the right-hand side above the title, I read, The World's Greatest Entertainer with Orchestra. So that, let's listen then to a couple of additional songs from Henderson, Da Silva, and Brown. First, Lucky Day, 1926, and then I'm in Seventh Heaven, 1929. I want to play one additional song from the George White Scandals of 1926. This is Lucky Day. And the recording that I want to bring in is by Howard Lanin's Arcadia Orchestra, or Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra, recorded in New York on June 29, 1926. We have Red Nichols on cornet, probably Tex Brewster also on cornet, an unknown trombone, unknown clarinet, soprano, alto sax, Johnny O'Donnell on clarinet or alto sax, Ed Trancitelli, clarinet, tenor sax, Joe Lennon on piano or Will Lennon on piano, Russell Deppy on banjo, an unknown tuba, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, Sam Lennon is the director. The vocal is credited to Frank Harris, a pseudonym for Irving Kaufman. I will follow that with a song from the film Say It With Songs. It's an Al Jolson vehicle from 1929, and the song is I'm in Seventh Heaven, recorded in Los Angeles on April 7, 1929. The Brunswick 78, which is number 4400, has all of the following on the label. So I'm in Seventh Heaven from the motion picture Say It With Songs. The composers are credited to Jolson, Da Silva, Brown, Henderson. Then it says Al Jolson in capital letters. And on the right-hand side above the title, I read, The World's Greatest Entertainer with Orchestra. So that let's listen then to a couple of additional songs from Henderson, Da Silva, and Brown. First, Lucky Day, 1926, and then I'm in Seventh Heaven, 1929.
I know I've just thrown a great big seven. for she is the prize. What lips and what eyes. She knows that I've got all the stuff, got all the things. She thinks that I'm angel enough without the wings. And that's why I'm in the seventh heaven, heaven, having a heck of a time. That I'm angel enough without the wings. And that's why I'm in the seventh heaven, heaven, having a heck of a time.
This may be the first time that I play a recording by Jolson in the WBIX programs. He was amazing. Okay, let's wind up the program with two songs from the George White Scandals of 1928 that show open on July 2nd, 1928, close on January 19, 1929. The total number of performances was 240. It was played at the Apollo Theater. The first song that I want to bring from that show is I'm on the Crest of a Wave. And the particular recording that I'm going to play is by Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers from July 24, 1928. Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, or perhaps instead of Manny Klein it was Fozzie Ferrar, Charlie Butterfield on trombone, Arnold Brillhart, Jimmy Dorsey, Fud Livingston on the reeds, Joe Benuti on violin, Frank Signorelli on piano, Tony Colucci banjo, Eddie Lang guitar, Joe Tardo is on tuba and he's also the arranger, Chauncey Morehouse is on drums, the vocal is by Scrappy Lambert. I will follow that with the You're the Cream in My Coffee, recorded by Ted Weems and his orchestra in Camden, New Jersey on October 19, 1928. Ted Weems is the director, Art Weems and Mary Connor trumpet, Peter Bellman trombone, Dick Cuntliffe and another unknown reed player, and Parker Gibbs on reeds. Perhaps Bob Royce on piano, Art Jarrett on banjo, Sam Oliver on brass bass, Orman Downs on drums. The vocal is by Parker Gibbs. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings from 1928. First, I'm on the Crest of a Wave. Next, You're the Cream in My Coffee. Both from George White's Scandals of 1928. Thank you.
kiss that stormy and blue eyes above, and I'm on the crest of a wave. Wanted was low tide, no tide, I couldn't win, but now it's high tide, here I come, rolling in with oceans of kisses and oceans of love, and I'm on the crest of a wave.
Hope you have enjoyed this program of songs by Henderson, De Silva, and Brown. great team, Red Henderson, the composer, and Buddy De Silva and Lou Brown, the lyricists. They compose a lot of very, very nice songs. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this is